Either tote or lug. No.
Have you ever heard those
Yes,
expressions?
I've heard expressions.
You might tell a child, now, that stove is very hot, so.
Don't touch it.
Okay. And if you needed a hammer, you'd tell someone, go.
Go get it for me.
Okay. And a game that children would play where one child would hide and others, one child would be hit and others would hide.
Well, we don't know, but hide and go seek, of course you'd call that, but we play I spy. I spy.
Is that the same as hide and go seek?
Yeah.
We're gonna
play I spy. And of course you spell it capital ISPY, but you never did know that when you learned to play it. One of them would go off and hide, and then you'd go look and say I spy. I mean, you wouldn't say I spy, but you'd say, you know, you found the person.
What would you call the tree that you could run to and be safe?
You call that home? No, that isn't what you called it. I don't know. Forgotten.
What in football nowadays?
Call it the goal, but we didn't use the word goal.
You call
it? No, we didn't call it the goal.
Base or?
Yeah, base. Base is the right word.
You might tell someone, there's no, say, you're planning to meet someone in town and say, well, if I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
And if you're about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him, just give me another
chance.
And say, well, we have termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will get
rid of them.
Do you ever hear get shed of?
Yes, I've heard that expression. But it isn't used around here. Get shed of them. No.
Say, if a boy left his best pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there, and say, I bet somebody
swiped it.
Okay. And you might ask him, you might say, well, I'm glad I carried my umbrella, because we hadn't gone half a block when it
began to rain.
Okay. And you might ask, what time does the movie
start?
Or what time does the movie
begin?
And you say, it must have already
begun.
And say if a child learned something new, like maybe learned to whistle, you want to know where he learned it, you'd say, who?
Taught you.
Okay. And you'd say, I have just what him a letter.
I've just written him a letter.
Okay. You say, yesterday he
wrote me a letter.
And tomorrow I'll
write him.
And you say, I wrote him as time I was getting
an answer.
And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take your pen and you
address it.
Okay. Any old-fashioned expression people used to use?
For address? I don't know one.
Did you ever hear back?
No.
No,
I never heard of that.
You say, well, I was going to write him, but I didn't know his
address.
And something that a child plays with, you call a
plaything. Toy.
Did you ever hear play pretty?
Yes, I have heard, but not often.
Mm-hmm.
Not used very often.
What would people say?
What, instead of a play pretty? Just a plaything.
Or
a toy. That's just a toy. Just a plaything.
Say, if you wanted to brighten up your room for a party, you could go out in the garden and
cut some flowers.
And you'd say, that's the book that you
gave me? No.
Okay. And when I've finished it, I'll
give it back to you.
Because you have
lent it to me.
Or you have what me many books before.
You have lent me many books before.
Or using the word give.
Oh, you've given me.
Okay.
And
say, if I ask you, when are you going to Miami? You'd say, well, as things stand now, we're
going tomorrow.
Okay. Did you ever say, we're fixing to go? Or?
Yes. I probably have used that, but not often. We're fixing to go. No, I don't remember using that much, but I know the expression.
Uh-huh.